Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand. If it has a score, we cover it more. From football to lacrosse, hockey to baseball, we've got what you want. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on a program we like to call Football Fridays. And hello, Canadian sports fans around the world, wherever you may be tuning in. We're coming to you from the bunker out here in beautiful Western Canada. I'm your host for the next 2 hours, Rod Peterson. He is the co-host, Darren DuPont. Morning, Dupes.
Morning.
If I'm Big Bird, he's Oscar the Grouch.
You busted, you lost it this morning, or you ruined it this morning. I get the text that's supposed to go to Clark, and I'm like,
I actually accidentally sent it to DuPont.
Sent the picture just for him. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I'm like, that's nice to get. In the morning, I'm like, he's really thinking about me at 7:30 this morning.
Misfire.
Yeah.
Critical error. Big Bird here, Oscar the Grouch there, which is kind of ironic because I'm more the grouchy one than you, that's for sure.
Yeah, but you drive Big Bird, so it's still
exactly
silly.
On this Football Friday today, folks, I see the people writing already in the queue on the Facebook wall. Randy Nickel writing in today, big game tonight, Rod. Go Riders. Yeah, I know. Everybody's been waiting all week long to promo Canada's game of the week in the CFL, and that's what we're going to do today. With the Calgary Stampeders, home to the Saskatchewan Roughriders, John Frenzy is in the house. He'll be in the bunker beginning in segment two. We've got from the CFL on TSN, Mike Benavides, longtime CFL coach. Benny's going to be with us via video chat. Looking forward to that. Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, will be here. Two-time Grey Cup champion. He'll be in the bunker. And also Calgary Stampeders blogger Ryan Ballantyne, who apparently I miffed with my comments on Bo Levi Mitchell this week. Are you going to be in the house for the visit with him? Okay, good. I hope you are.
Yeah, I'll be here.
I think it could get ugly.
Oh, it's going to be fun. He's ready. Like, you have to hold him back almost. He's been waiting for a while. All week I've seen on our social media how he couldn't wait till Friday, and now it's here, so I'm looking forward to it.
As we roll, and we welcome our online listeners as well, audio only at rodpeterson.com/listenlive. You can't see the Facebook wall, but I'll tell you, Ty Dacu, our social media advisor, writing in, and he says, no Expos hat today, Roddy? No. One, when you've got $30,000 invested in your hair, you don't tend to wear hats. Two, it's not game day for the Montreal Expos.
Nobody's talking about, you said yesterday you're going to wear a hat.
Yeah, well, he's here to check out today. So wait, and I will. On Expos game day, when the NLCS rope opens up, I will.
Okay.
But we're not there yet. Which, by the way, we'll get to the morning sports topics here as we get to our morning coffee. But here are the sports headlines. The Houston Astros will meet the New York Yankees in the ALCS. Houston scored 4 runs in the first inning, and starter Gerrit Cole took care of the rest as the Astros downed the Tampa Bay Rays 6-1 in a decisive Game 5 of their American League Division Series. New York advanced way back on Monday after sweeping Mini in 3 games. Now to the NHL, Patrick Laine continued his solid start to the season. He scored twice and tacked on 2 helpers as the Jets down the Minnesota Wild 5-2 last night in Winnipeg's home opener. The Oilers remain undefeated through their first 4 games. Leon Draisaitl scored in the shootout as Edmonton improved to 4-0 with a 4-3 victory over the winless New Jersey Devils. James Neal scored his 7th goal in 4 games for Edmonton. We don't need to tell you what that means. We already said, way back, what day was it? The Oilers have won the trade. It's over.
Long time ago.
We've declared it. Nikita Kucherov was unstoppable against the Leafs. He scored twice and tacked on a pair of assists to help Tampa Bay down the Leafs 7-3 last night.
Braden Point was good. He had a couple of goals and a helper.
That was his season debut. Oh, look at you deflecting the final score from your Leafs.
I'm just trying to go positive here, you know.
What's the take? Did you and Clark talk about that?
We didn't. We didn't. No, it was really awkward this morning. We kind of looked at each other, acknowledged that, okay, that wasn't very good, I think. But we never mentioned it, you know. But we're okay. It's early.
It's the it's the elephant in the room.
It is.
The Leafs getting spanked, getting pumped last night on home ice. Tom Brady had two touchdown runs and moved ahead of Peyton Manning for second place on the NFL's all-time passing yards list as the Patriots pulled away for a 34-14 victory over the New York Giants on Thursday Night Football, the lid lifter on Week 6 in the National Football League. So that's some of the things we'll be talking about today. Our poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center is this, and if you've seen it, you might have wondered why I posted it. Will Colin Kaepernick ever play pro football again? Are you following how Colin Kaepernick's been in the news in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, so his agent and PR person had put out, how many points were on that statement? Like 12 points?
There was a few.
Yeah, as to why Colin Kaepernick should be signed again in the NFL, outlining his grievance and how he's not the first guy in NFL history to do this, and this is why he should play, and he's 31 now. Obviously, I'm not a Colin Kaepernick fan. If you know me well enough over the years, I don't like what he's done. I like him as a player. I don't like his attitude. And neither do 32 NFL teams, apparently, because they reached out to every team. His agent reached out to every team. No interest from Colin Kaepernick. Would I love to see him in the CFL? Absolutely. But I'd also love to know, would he go back and make that stand again, knowing 3 years later, he's been out of football for 3 years, Darren.
Yeah. It's, you make that decision and you don't realize the impact it's going to have. You only see kind of the good that you're doing and the reasons you're doing it. And yeah, I wonder if he would go back. I think if you ask him, he'd say no. Of course not. He likes the mission he's on and the things he's stood up for, and he believes in his values. But of course the guy wants to play football. So
he wants to make money.
I wonder that about too. Deep down if he would go back and undo it.
So that's the question. And over 90% of respondents on Twitter, I haven't seen what the Facebook results are yet, but over 90% of the Twitter respondents say no, he'll never play pro football again. And that includes the CFL, the XFL, and the NFL. And here's another reason I don't like Colin Kaepernick. Swallow your pride and come to the CFL like Johnny Manziel did, like Chad Ochocinc, Chad Johnson did, like Michael Sam did. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
Ricky Williams.
There's a long string of guys. Doug Flutie. Yeah. Let's not forget, he started in the NFL, didn't have a lot of success, came to the CFL, won league MVP 6 straight years, by the way.
Yeah.
You go back and look at the records of the 80s and 90s in this CFL. It's insane what went on. If you're a historian, which you are and I am and a lot of our fans are. So the Facebook poll is 76% saying no, Colin Kaepernick will never play again. Man, could the CFL use that boost, though? Couldn't it? Oh, he'd yeah. sell tickets.
Sure he would. A lot of tickets. I tell you this, if Colin Kaepernick was playing, I would travel to go see him play.
Right.
I would, just to see if he could do it. Like if the Edmonton Eskimos happened to sign him for the stretch run, I'd consider driving to Edmonton to watch a game. I'd consider it just to see.
I'm not laughing at you. Lynches. People can hear.
Lynch would be riding shotgun.
We are before a full studio audience here today. It's a capacity crowd offset. I just knew this was going to be fun today.
Oh, yeah.
This was going to be electric. Moving on, Chad Isaac writing in, and he says Trent Richardson. Like, it's a long list. Now, he didn't get back to the NFL, but he did go to the Alliance League, and actually was pretty good in the Alliance of American Football. I would like Colin Kaepernick a lot better if he would, again, swallow his pride and come to the CFL. But he's going to go the Antonio Brown route and sit out and wait for a deal. And I'd be interested to talk to our director of scouting, Craig Smith, and get his thoughts on if Kaepernick will ever come to the CFL, or should he. The other thing that I want to move on to, hang on, we got Norway chiming in. Trent, he's got a couple ones. Trent says, what if Kaepernick plays for the Atlantic Schooners? Interesting. Trent is watching from Norway, where it's evening over there, and he also says that I look scholarly in my glasses. What do we think? Maybe we should do a poll on the glasses. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
No, thumbs up.
My optometrist, Dr. Bob Newman, is a sports fan. So when he gave me the latest Tom Fords, he put an extra kick in them. These are like binoculars, okay? So the reason I've been wearing them is to read the board a little better and my laptop. But anything in front of me, it's like, whoa! It's like a microscope. You know what I mean? So I can't decide. But I'm going to keep
them or not. Some days you wear them, some days you won't.
or if I get a headache. This is the first day.
All right.
We're debuting him, so we'll see. We'll see. Thank you, Trent, for chiming in from Norway. And wouldn't that be something if Colin Kaepernick was the first quarterback of the Atlantic Schooners? That would really be something.
Yes.
Furthermore, moving on down my hit list, Canada West football. I was thinking about this. Who are the factions that have supported us the most? I mean, we've had a lot of NHL guys, CFL guys, NFL guys. But university football and junior hockey. Major Junior, Junior A, and Junior B. Look at what's adorned our desk here.
Yeah.
The Rams send a helmet. The Dinos send a helmet. The league sends a helmet. The Dub sends all these bobbleheads and pucks. So I'm wearing my Rams bunny hug in honor of the Rams. And then I looked up the schedule this week, and I'm like, oh, yeah, damn it. They're on a bye. Everybody is.
Yeah, they're on a bye for Thanksgiving, and then they'll get back at it next weekend. So, yeah. But it's good to support them for sure because they're all watching. They're not practicing.
No, and they love the football talk, obviously, and that's why we do Football Fridays here. But I do want to just say those have been the biggest supporters of this program, biggest reason why rodpeterson.com, the initial blog, gained 26 million hits over the since 2006 when it launched, was I give coverage to all these leagues. And by the way, they're the ones that have been sacrificed by the cuts of the big news, the Post Media cuts, the Bell Media, the Globals, all those nationally has hurt these leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we give them the coverage, and that's why they've supported us. Oh, here's one. Speaking of supporters, Rob Peterson from Realty One, my brother from another mother, really, says, Horty and I are listening from Scottsdale. Great as always, brother. That's Darcy Hordachuk, the infamous tough guy, Saskatoon Blades, Oilers, Coyotes, Thrashers. So the guys are checking in from Scottsdale this morning, watching the program.
That's awesome.
So another reason why we do what we do here. And thanks, guys. Horty, good seeing you. We will make it down to Scottsdale here this winter. The missus and I were just talking about it the other night. Well, we got about a minute left to go on overtime, and you've barely said a thing. And that's on me. That's on me. What do you got to
say
for yourself? What do you got to say for yourself,
exactly.
Son?
Exactly. I got no notes in front of me. No, I mean, it's exciting. I know we're going to get into the football game tonight, so well, I'm looking forward to that.
So I came in here today in the studio. I brought Lynch, and you were watching the Jets highlights from last night. So why don't you go on that, the Winnipeg Jets?
Yeah, I wasn't watching the Leafs highlights. I was watching the Jets highlights, the Oilers highlights, the Flames highlights. And, you know, the Jets, Line is an interesting guy. Really interesting
guy. Yes, he is.
And I was going to get you this. I was going to ask you this in the pre-show because I love the conversations you and I have about people, reading people. You know, we kind of see the world, you know, similarly. And Laine's got 10 points now. He's leading the league, 10 points. Another four-point night last night. Him and Scheifele together are so good. The one-time pass that Mark Scheifele sent across for Laine's goal, oh, my gosh. Like, I thought that puck pinballed around, but it was a direct one-time pass. No look. Knew exactly where he was. Their chemistry is outstanding, which is great to see. But I was watching Laine on a video on TSN about his new tattoo, the Lion. And the reporter's asking him, like, what does it mean? Where did you get it from? He's like, well, the Finnish national team is called the Lions, but so kind of like that. But he's like, I just like it. I think it just looks cool. And to me, I'm like, that doesn't really inspire a lot of confidence to me about Patrick Laine.
I'm losing it. Other people are gaining it. I'm losing confidence in Patrick Laine.
Yeah. To me, I'm sitting there being like, okay, this isn't a guy who I'm going to buy into long term. This is a guy who's really good right now, but is this the guy who's going to be dialed in for a 10 to 15 to 20-year NHL career and really be willing to put in the work at 30 and 35 and 36? Because to me, those great players, all this, if they're going to do anything, they do everything for a reason. And everything matters, right? Everything is done for a reason. And this just doesn't inspire a lot of confidence. Just, well, I think it's cool. It's all I'm going to do. And I think that's how he's going to take every decision he has to make in his life.
So the Facebook wall, the Facebook feed is going off like a slot machine right now. Jackpot, ding, 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 ding. All, like, I can't even keep up. Can you please put on my monitor, Clark, what Jack in Calgary said? Because we're going to go to Calgary next. Here's just some of the comments. Sal Majuri watching from Smyrna Beach, Florida. Good morning, Sal. Here it is from Jack Fulton in Calgary. Game day. CFL on TSN. Stamps, Riders, Dickinson versus Dickinson. Roddy, who you got in this one? Giving thanks for Faith Football and the Rod Peterson Show. That's from Jack in Calgary. Okay, so that's going to give us a lot of energy. We'll talk about that. When we come back, people are checking in from all over British Columbia. And Jim Vancia wrote in and said, watching from bigger. So we're going to Florida. We got Scottsdale. We got BC. And we got bigger Saskatchewan. Because, you know, New York may be big.
But this is bigger.
But we're bigger. Lynch in the bunker next. We're just getting rolling on a Football Friday. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. We have over 800 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new vehicles and 1.9% on used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Hi, I'm Joshua John Batista. I'm a staff radiation oncologist at the Alan Blair Cancer Center. CT simulators are essential for all modern radiation treatments. Before a patient can undergo the treatment planning process, the CT simulator is the first step. So it allows us to plan and deliver radiation treatments for thousands of patients.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Rod Peterson Show on a Football Friday. Week 18 in the CFL kicks off tonight with a doubleheader. Ottawa at Toronto, followed by Saskatchewan at Calgary. I am not one for parody Twitter accounts. I really don't like them. I don't like when you can fake that you're somebody else. You can get in a lot of trouble there. But the Not Rod Black one is awesome. So funny.
It's so funny.
Do you watch it?
I do. And you know what's great about it is it's not trying to be Rod Black. It's basically saying, I'm not Rod Black, but I'm what everybody thinks Rod Black
might say.
Right?
It's so
there's
funny.
There's a good Bob Cole one,
so
too.
It was something around along the lines this morning of from the at Not Rod Black that said, if you're watching Ottawa, Toronto tonight, you must really be a CFL fan, which I think is hilarious. And speaking of, by the way, 9 games in the dub tonight, including this, your Blades. Can I say your Blades? You'd be happy with that.
Sure.
Your Blades at the Brandon Wheat Kings, the Pesky Warriors, the Moose Jaw Warriors are home to the Vancouver Canucks tonight, Giants tonight, Lethbridge at PA, Portland at Red Deer, and the Winnipeg Ice are at Medicine Hat. And the SJ last night, a pair. The Humboldt Broncos took this long to get their first home win, 3-2 over Flin Flon.
Yeah.
Can't believe it took that long.
I know, right?
But they got it, and now they roll. And Humboldt, a 2-0 winner over the Kindersley Clippers, and we'll talk about tonight's games in the SJ later on. We welcome to the Bunker Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster, John Lynch. How are you, Frenzy?
I'm great, Brad. Looking forward to tonight. It's going to be a great game.
Jump in head first. What are you looking forward to specifically?
I'm looking forward to Manny, Charleston Hughes, Micah Johnson having a great game. Ex-Stampeders going back into Calgary, fired up for this game. They've both been playing great lately. I think they're going to be the difference in that game, putting great pressure on Bo Levi like he hasn't seen for a while. He's going to get sacked 4 or 5 times and get ticked off and pissed off. It's going to frustrate him, and we're going to win the football game because of it.
Wow. Did you see the line? Do you care? The Stamps are favored by 2.5.
Yeah.
You're saying the Riders are going to obliterate that.
Yeah. I think it's going to be about a 40-18 win for the Riders. Well, like it last year, they beat them big time.
That's a pumping.
This time, this team is for real. They're really coordinated. They're really healthy for the most part, other than the judge. Mika Tutsi, the guy who replaced him, a linebacker. It's very, very good. Another Canadian from the Dinosaurs.
Did you say Mika Tutsi?
Mika, what's his name?
Tights. Mika, I like that. I like yours better.
No, Mika Tzatziki.
It's Tights.
Tzatziki.
What is it? Okay, you do it.
No, you got
it. Tutsi and Tzatziki.
Hey, you're doing fine. Continue.
I think that, and the Riders want to win. They want to win. They played so well last weekend. I was so impressed with them against Winnipeg. They know what it's about. These guys are for real. This bunch is good. They want to win. And I think right now they're the better team than Calgary.
Wow. Wow. So what you're saying is it's going to be an ass-kicking contest tonight at McMahon Stadium, and Calgary's supplying the ass.
Right. Calgary's supplying the ass. Cocky as hell up there. People I talked to there don't want to talk to me anymore. They're so arrogant up there, they expect to win it. They've already got the parade lined up for the Grey Cup. And they have. I'm serious.
Are they even going to have one?
Well, I hear they are. You get so many different stories there, eh? But I hear they are. They've been sort of forced to have that parade. I mean, it's sort of about time to do that. And the thing at City Hall isn't no damn good. It's not big enough. It's a big deal. The winning team, if they win it, they should go all throughout the city. But I don't think they will. I think we're going to win the Grey Cup.
We've got viewers asking for the Bronco Plumbing and Heating Raj Rant stamp. So I think you can just have it ready, Clark, at any time with Lynch today.
Just keep going.
He's, that's why they call him John Frenzy. No. Anytime Lynch talks, you can have the Raj Rant stamp ready to go. Because Lynch is saying it's going to be an ass-kicking contest tonight in Calgary, and the stamps are supplying the ass.
And you know who's going to be super pissed off?
Who?
Bo Levi.
Well, he is most days... It seems.
Yeah.
Seems to have a chip on his shoulder right now. Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Because he didn't make it in the NFL. He had the chance to stay down there. He didn't want to stay down there. He expected to go down to the NFL and that the Green Bay Packers and the Denver Broncos in particular would hand him the ball. Okay, it's yours. Take it. Actually, they should have. They should have let him.
Some of those teams should have, yeah.
But, you know, Peter Lisk went there in 1980 from the Bombers, from the Stampeders, and he walked right in. And they did hand it. They handled the ball right off the bat. Calgary to Denver, and he started. And he did pretty well with them. And, of course, there's Jeff Garcia in 1998, left the Stampeders after the 97 season, went down to San Francisco, and they handed him the ball. He was the first stringer right off the bat, which surprised me. He did a great job there. They got them. I think he took them to the Super Bowl, didn't win it, but he did a great job. So Bo Levi, that's Bo Levi, how arrogant he is. He was ticked off. He didn't think he was treated nice enough. What they did, two or three teams, is asked him to stay around for a little while. But I had... a guy who's an expert in this area, I asked him, well, what's the deal on him? Is he that good, or does he have any weaknesses? Is there something he's not top-notch in NFL caliber? And he said, yeah, just quite like that. He's not, and this will surprise you guys, he's not accurate enough. They don't feel Bo Levi is accurate enough. And I mean, I think his accuracy is fantastic, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
But they said that's the feeling. That's the word amongst the scouts in football. He's not... accurate enough to be an NFL quarterback. And I find that awful hard to believe.
So you just nailed it. Because I sense that chip on Bo Levi's shoulder too, but I couldn't really zero in on what it is. And it's that he believes he's an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
And he can't get the shot that he wants.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know what else they would need. He is the winningest quarterback of all time in CFL history, winning percentage. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of go along with Bo. There's a lot of things about Bo that I like.
He's a big play performer. We got to admit that.
I mean, yeah.
That's really hard to believe. I mean, I scoffed at this, but I had to respect the guy who I was talking to. He figures the kid from Duke is a better quarterback. What's his name? Danny Lane for the Giants, who played last night when they got beat 21-14.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah. When they got beat last night. 34-14. But that's the book on him. That's the story in amongst the scouts anyway, is that he isn't accurate enough, which I find hard
but
to
But I understand.
I think his accuracy is terrific.
Yeah, I understand. He's upset, too. I mean, he wants his shot, and I don't think he wants to go down there and have to earn it or just be a scout team guy or just be, you know, a backup or a third stringer and hold the clipboard and provide his information and help the other quarterbacks. He's a football player and he's a competitor and he's a confident guy. He wants to be able to compete and he wants to be able to play and show that he can play and win at that level. And if you think you're an NFL quarterback, you don't want to accept anything less. You want to continue to prove it till somebody gives you the chance.
Well, this is audience participation. It's what we love about this show. Chris Winkler watching from Kindersley, Lynch. You know that he's one of my closest friends since childhood.
Yep, you don't talk to him.
He says there are a handful of legends in sports media / broadcasting. Rod Phillips, Tom Cheek, Don Whitman, and John Lynch. Always look forward to Fridays.
Way to go, Chris.
Well, you know, the game's at 7:30 p.m. Mountain. At McMahon Stadium. The pregame started at 10, right here. And we're going to have Ryan Ballantyne on shortly, the Stampeders blogger, CFL horseman, who's always full of hot air, because the air is hotter in Calgary, right? I think it's the elevation.
But guys,
let's
be honest about something. And you too, Darren.
All right.
Don't you think our front four is the best in the league?
It's pretty good.
Of course.
It's pretty good.
I'm serious now. When they get it all together and start playing like they are now, yeah, they're the best.
Well, especially since Micah Johnson got in shape. I mean, that's another. Craig Dickinson said it basically this week that Micah Johnson wasn't in the best shape, and then he got hurt against Hamilton first week of August, and he missed some time. I guess he put on weight, certainly lost his wind and conditioning, but he's rounding into form now. He's making plays.
And so, AC Leonard's playing very well. They're peaking
at the right time.
That's right. AC Leonard's playing well at the left.
But I guess my point is, we can sit here and have fun, and you can talk about Bo being arrogant, and it's an ass-kicking contest, and Ballantyne's going to come on here and sprinkle his manure all over the place. What's going to happen is when the game kicks off tonight at 7:30. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
This is the fun part, the banter back and forth. The teams will decide what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And some guy asked, what do I think is going to happen? I guess Jack in Calgary. The Stamps are favored by 2.5, and I've got Calgary picked to win tonight. Darren, you earlier on this week picked the Riders to win.
No, I picked Calgary to win.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Who the heck was it that picked the Riders to win? Was it Marshall Hamilton in that chair?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. He's not here now. And Lynch, you, of course, are picking the Riders to win tonight, right?
Yeah.
Rimps. Okay. Picked the Riders to win, too.
It's going to be a great win. Another great Rider win. I think Cody's going to play very well, too. I mean, he's incredible, eh? The guy's out of this world.
Oh, he's
remember
just
about 3 months ago, what are we going to do this year? The quarterback is going to be embarrassing. It's going to be terrible. No, we did. Look what happened, eh? You look at that paper. Don't you like looking at that sport page? CFL, Western Conference. First place, Saskatchewan Roughriders, 10-4. I looked at it about 5 times this morning. Can't believe it. My wife thought I was absolutely insane, which she thinks most of the time. But
Lynch, they don't hand out trophies in October. You understand?
Oh,
that,
I know
right?
that. But it's shiny.
We're clear.
But it's great right now. We're in first place right now as we sit here. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you go just sit there and enjoy it, and we'll see where it is in a month.
Yep.
That's when it really matters.
Well, if we lose, it'll be a very disappointed province.
As it is every time they
lose. Well, of course.
But
thanks, Tips.
This is really exceptional. Then we go to play BC next week, eh? Which, you know, I worry about these three in a row. I've only talked a lot about them since February, eh? Those three games
when the schedule came out,
I think that's ridiculous.
Three road games in a row.
Ridiculous scheduling, and there must be a reason for it. Probably the hockey game being here. But I don't know what the reaction will be if they lose, because they're fired up. They want to win. They beat Calgary beat them 37-1 here in the exhibition game, and 37-10 in the league game a month later. So the Stampeders feel they can come in here and beat us anytime they want. As a matter of fact, the great receiver, what, Eric Smith said that?
Eric Rogers.
Eric Rogers.
You keep going, we'll fill in the blanks.
Eric Rogers. Eric Rogers made that statement.
Let's go.
It'll be easy to beat.
Out on video chat. Frenzy, put on your headphones, please. We've got Ryan Ballantyne with us as we preview the Riders and the Stampeders blogger, CFL Horseman. He's smiling already. What do you got for us this morning, Ryan?
Well, I've been listening in and saying I'm going to come in and sprinkle manure on this show.
You and Quick Six.
We're already in a hog farm here, Rod, because you guys have been spreading it around all week, suggesting that Saskatchewan's got a chance in this game. You've been playing nobodies for weeks. For weeks. You're on a 9-1 run. Congratulations. You've played injured quarterbacks. You've played backups. You've played everything else.
We played
even
girls.
The last time you played Calgary, it was a backup quarterback, and they still beat you by 27 points. This is not going to be a close game tonight. This is not going to be pretty, and this is going to put an end to the conversation about who is the best team in the West. It's the Calgary Stampeders, no question.
Ryan, answer the phone. Somebody's ordering a pizza.
Yeah, somebody, a home phone rang. I'm not even sure what to
you
do.
You got it, Mitchell.
The landline rings. It's only people who want something.
Okay. Bo Levi has got a chip on his shoulder this time around. He's ticked off. He didn't make it in the NFL. He didn't make it because he's not accurate enough. Did you listen to me talking about that? His accuracy is the thing.
I tuned in just enough to hear Derek talking about Bo Mitchell being an arrogant player and wanting his chance and all of that. I don't disagree with that. When I had Bo on my podcast, he said, I'm not going down there and I'm not going to go for a team unless I think I'm going to get a shot to earn the starter's job. And so he should believe in himself that way. The guy's done nothing but win games up here. He's the winningest quarterback in league history. The only team that's got a 500 or better record against the Stampeders since Bo started as a starter is Montreal. And the woes for the Stampeders in the city of Montreal date well back before Bo. Just something happens when they get off the plane in Quebec. But Bo should be a starter somewhere. And frankly, he's making good enough money up here. And when you take a look at the future for him with endorsements and everything else that's going to happen when Bo's career is over, I think it's the right financial choice for him to be up here anyway if he's not being handed the keys to a team. But don't tell me there's 30 starters in the NFL better than Bo Mitchell.
Will he be content?
I think so. He lives up here. He's got a family here. He's got two kids. You know, his wife, they moved here. He doesn't relocate in the off season. Bo lives here full time and is really engaged in the community and really a good part of it. He took his swing at the NFL, but he's not going to be there in 4 years. Nobody's going to hand the keys to a 33-year-old CFL quarterback in 4 years. So Bo Mitchell's going to be a Canadian Football League quarterback for the rest of his career, and I think he's happy with that. I mean, I don't know what Regina Radio and is paying out their frenzy, but I'm not sure you want to turn your nose up at $3 million over the next 4 years.
Ryan, by the way, I mean, I've known you for a few years. We met at Grey Cup in Ottawa. I don't know how far your Calgary Stampeder fandom goes. And I just refresh my memory. When Jeff Garcia left after the 98 Grey Cup, did he walk right into a starting job in the NFL? Any of the guys that left, did they go for a starting position, or did they go, like Hank, for instance, left here to be deep on the depth chart of the Chicago Bears? Is it a realistic expectation of Bo that he's like, I don't want to go and compete for a job. I want to go and get the keys to an NFL team.
Well, I don't think he wanted the keys. What he wanted to do was compete. And what they said to him in Minnesota was, no, you're not coming in to compete for the starter's job. That job belongs to Kirk Cousins. And so he wasn't offered the starter's gig there. He wasn't offered a chance to compete there. He's fine to come in as a backup. Jeff Garcia went down, I think, as a third stringer, and there were some injuries there, and he ended up in the Pro Bowl, which is great for him. But I think when you look at Bo Mitchell's career so far and what he's done up here, you know, you can't argue with two championships and four appearances in 5 years. I mean, Bo's done everything he needed to do to prove himself up here. It's just getting the connection and getting the real shot to compete down there. There are guys in the NFL that are far inferior at quarterback to Bo Mitchell, but a lot of this game, and we've said it from guys in all kinds of franchises, a lot of the NFL is, did I draft you? Did I scout you? Did I recognize your talent before you proved it somewhere else? And if not, I'm going to go with the guy that I drafted because, you know, or the guy, the free agent that I signed out of college, because I need to be seen as a guy who recognizes talent.
You seem concerned that the Stamps are missing Derek Dennis and Wall tonight. Are you? How much of a factor do you think that'll play?
Despite what the fans in Saskatchewan think, Derek Dennis is a fantastic football player and a great offensive lineman. Missing him is a downgrade. And I talked to him yesterday. He's got a bit of a knee issue. He's not sure exactly what is going on with his knee. So we'll find out here whether or not it's a long-term issue. But Derek Dennis is a better football player than Nila Cassitati, who is an adequate right tackle. But as Frenzy was saying before I came on, the Riders' D-line is probably arguably the best in the league. So you want your best competitors up against that, and that would have been Derek Dennis. And so it's unfortunate to see him out. We've got Lorenzo Jerome making his first start in the Sam spot and started in place of Jamar Wall, which is also a difficult thing to deal with now because Jamar Wall is a capable player. But as we've seen from the Stampeders over and over and over again, it doesn't matter which horses you hook up to the wagon, that wagon's finishing in first.
Don't you think, though, when we're sensible and calm, that this is probably the Riders' best chance to beat the Stampeders because of their situation with the injuries?
I mean, obviously, this is the Riders' best shot at it. You know, with Dennis being out and you've got Hughes and AC Leonard and all those guys patrolling the D-line, they could get through and they could get to Bo Mitchell. I'm not disputing that at all. The Stampeders were giving up a lot of sacks when Nick Arbuckle was the quarterback, and when, since Bo Mitchell's come back in, I think they've only given up two, and that's because his pocket presence is better. So he's better at being involved, and he's better at seeing the pressure, getting away from the pressure. So should Saskatchewan be successful tonight, I think they might need a return touchdown or a turnover or two, because that seems to be how the Stampeders have lost games this year. In three of their five losses, they've given up a return touchdown. So provided that they can cover kicks, I think the Stampeders are going to be just fine tonight.
Who's making a cameo behind you there in the shot?
That's my son, who is apparently going over to Matt's house. He's dropped off a note today. Yeah, he just dropped off a note, and there he goes. I feel like that guy on CNN, but no nanny's going to come in and get him. We're just going to let him know that he can go as he rollerblades out of the shot.
Okay. I'm happy. And Ryan and John, lastly, Doug Cameron writes in. He says, looking good. Ryan, obviously you know him. He says, wait till you set those Ryder sycophants straight, and we'll see you at the tailgate tonight, he says. You guys have a date lined up?
Yeah, Doogie is one of many people that come over to the tailgate. And hell, if you're watching this show and you need a burger before the game, come over to the tailgate. We're a couple rows in front of the Stamp store. It's a big Stampeders decorated motorhome. You can't miss us. We got the best burgers in the parking lot. So come on out. And say you watched the Roddy show this morning and talk to Sheldon. He'll be behind the grill. And Sheldon's always excited to see opposition fans, especially, too. We ask you toss a couple shekels in the donation jar for to help pay for the food. But, yeah, we got a full spread out. The tailgate culture in Calgary is better than anywhere else in the league because it's run by the fans and not by the team. And that's why it's the best out there. And so I encourage anybody watching out there to come and meet us at the Horseman tailgate tonight.
Okay. Ryan, enjoy the game tonight. I appreciate it.
I know I will. And I know that the fans in green won't be doing quite as much.
Wow. Bravado. Out of arrogance. What a shock. Thanks for the time, Ryan.
As always, Roddy, anytime.
All right. Oh, we're CFL fans come to talk.
It'll be a downer. It will be a downer, I think. Don't you, Darren, if we lose?
Of course, John.
Of course it will
be. No,
but
it's going to take. It's really good. This team is really on a high right now. They've been fantastic, eh? 9-1 the last 10 games.
Now you're just talking. Newsflash, Ryder fans upset when team loses. I can see the front cover of the newspaper tomorrow.
You guys know there's more hype about this game, more feeling toward the Stampeders in this game than in any other game.
And it's too much. You know what? They're priming for a letdown. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. Having coffee this morning on this Friday, presented by, of course, Caliber Coffee, right over my head. What's the coffee today, Dupes? What did you brew?
This is Costa Rica.
Oh, I love it. My favorite. I knew it was good.
Okay, good.
We'll have to get the roasting notes on it. Are they over there?
They are.
From Caliber Coffee, official coffee provider. And, of course, Perkin Taps as well with the treats. How are they, Smitty? How are they? We got more coming, and our director of scouting, Craig Smith, is in the bunker. He's coming up on the program today. The CFL on TSN's Mike Benavides will be with us as well. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets, shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. On this Friday morning, we're calling it Friday Night Football pregame. Ottawa Redblacks at the Toronto Argonauts. That must be a 4:30 kickoff by my count, because my score app tells me the Riders and Stampeders are at 7:30 Mountain Time. Both, of course, will be on TSN. Jack Fulton writing in from Calgary. We got a lot of Calgary viewers today. That shouldn't surprise anyone. Jack says this is easily a West final preview, so my hope is it's a hard-fought, high-energy game right down to the wire. Meanwhile, Nelson from Phoenix writes in and he says, not normally one to do this, but do the Riders need to be brought down a notch and get the bad taste back in their mouth to go on a mean playoff run?
Good point.
Yes, well, of course it is, and that's where we were before the break, Frenzy. I just think people are getting way, way, way too geeked up on being first place in October, where it doesn't mean anything right now. It just doesn't. I don't understand why people... I get that it feels nice.
But it hasn't happened very much.
Who cares? What do you get for that? For being first place middle of August at Thanksgiving.
I'm happy the day.
Then tomorrow, should the Riders lose, if they're buying into their BS, which happened once already at the Banjo Bowl. Remember what happened there?
Yeah.
So if they lose and you're not going to be able to get out of bed, you're going to have to take your cat medication to to prop yourself up. I just think a loss wouldn't be the worst thing for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders tonight. And I've said that Calgary will win tonight. They do have a chip on their shoulder, of course. They get sick of the talk about the Riders. They're jealous of the Riders to begin with, and there's nothing they like better than to have the Riders come in, kick their tails, and send them home, and send those Rider fans out of McMahon, out of McMahon, crying and upset.
Don't you want to be in first place and have that fantastic home playoff game? I mean, we don't have that very often, finishing first and having that home playoff game.
I do. And I understand that you are happy, and it's a great thing to be happy. We don't want to take that away from you. I don't want to make you miserable today. It's Friday. It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. You should be happy and enjoy being in first place.
I'd be enjoying being on the show.
Yeah. But who's enjoyed being in first place every year? And
in Calgary, they don't get...
And they haven't been ready for a playoff run.
Calgary,
right?
Winnipeg.
They're always up high, and... I believe that that's a big factor into why they've had so many disappointments in the playoffs.
Oh,
when the expectations are so high and you've never been smacked in the mouth, you don't know how to react when somebody does throw a punch and connect.
Well, since 2008, 2008, they've only won that Grey Cup twice. I think they've been in every year damn near. They shouldn't be, though. It's sickening, and I want to see the Riders in every year.
Right, but are you worried that if the Riders don't get a little taste of adversity here down the stretch, what's going to happen when they do
in a
Western final or in a Grey Cup?
Yeah,
it'd be the same thing.
I know what you're saying. It might be the best thing that could happen. They may be the underdog and they'd be fired up.
Now,
but I want to see that Western final at beautiful old Regina.
Sure.
And tonight will dictate that.
That's right.
And just because I've predicted Calgary is going to win certainly doesn't mean that it's going to happen. I always go by the line in any given game, and the Stampeders are favored by 2.5. I was doing the numbers this morning. The preview is on my website right now. They're virtually identical statistically, Riders and Stampeders.
I think this is not... You're going to like this one. The best Stampeder team, but they're still awful good. They're still playing like they're good. And that's the kind of thing that these magic coaches, Bill Belichick and Hugh Campbell, get out of players. And
it's confidence.
I guess it is. It amazes me. Absolutely amazes me. They lose they lose 23 players? I mean, and they're as strong as they were last year.
Of course. They expect to be there, and they do it every year.
Devin writing in. Can you put that back on the screen there, Clark? Sorry. Devin, obviously a Stampeders fan, says first place in October. He's in Winnipeg. First place in October. Did you want a cookie? Can we get him a cookie, guys, from Perkett for lunch? That's what you get for first place in October is a cookie. I don't understand why everybody is so excited about it. And I see it everywhere. You probably, like on Facebook and Twitter, everybody's first place. I said the other day, somebody texted me right after the win over Winnipeg. West Division champs. No, they're not. What are we missing? I feel like I'm in another world all week. When did Zach Caleros become a marquee quarterback that's going to lead a team to a Grey Cup? That's what they think in Winnipeg. When did first place in October mean anything? All of a sudden, everybody thinks that it does. You're nodding at me like I'm crazy.
No.
Maybe it's me. It usually is.
It could be you. It gives you confidence. And it makes us feel good in Saskatchewan because we haven't been there many times. I mean, since 1948, we don't want to go through this, do we? How many weeks have we been in first place? Not many, boys. About seven, I think, overall.
So the difference here is that the fans can feel good about it.
Right.
But the players shouldn't.
Okay, that's right.
Would you agree with me on that?
Yep.
But it's a big long-term difference, I think, between places like here in Winnipeg, and I might be out to lunch, but places like Regina and Winnipeg and places like Calgary. Calgary is all about the results and winning, and you know, it's fun. We expect to be here.
That's right.
We'll get excited when we win the Grey Cup. We'll get excited then, and we'll be disappointed then. We're kind of like, hey, we're in first place. This is great. We're happy. This is all we need to accomplish. Like, we're happy right now. We're happy in Winnipeg when we're out on top early on in the season, and we can start planning the parade because we've never been there. And when you've never been there, you get excited about all these great things, but kind of all the wrong things. And, you know, once you get there a few times, like the decade of decadence, we didn't get excited that often about first place early on because we knew that we were probably going to end up in a Western final or a Grey Cup potentially. That's when we got excited. And I think we're starting to get back to that now. Raise the level of expectations, and what excites you becomes more important, right?
To the Prairie Mobile text line from Leonard at 840-8777. Ryan Ballantyne says Calgary lost by turning the ball over. How do you think Saskatchewan lost to Calgary when they came here? By turning the ball over. If we don't turn the ball over so many times, we have a good chance of beating Calgary. Yep, and the Riders haven't done it once in their last three games. And nobody's done that in the CFL since 2016. So, yeah, the Riders are getting better. as I've said once already, it will be decided tonight on the field at 7:30. Now, what we're talking about over coffee this morning. You guys understand that, right?
Yes.
But I can't accept. It's hard to accept if they have a wide receiver, Hunchuk, who they drafted in the last round of this year's draft. He's from York University. He was Mr. Anonymous. He was the last player taken in the draft. And he was starting for the Stampeders, and they get six receptions last week. Those things happen to the Stampeders, and it bugs the hell out of me.
Well, it's not luck. You understand that, right?
I don't know what it is. It's spookiness.
Oh, okay, sure. Spookiness. They know what they're doing, maybe. You know, and everybody says they want to emulate the Calgary Stampeders, but nobody's been able to do it. And you know what? Just if they win, if the Riders win tonight, doesn't mean that they're better than Calgary. It's going to be decided next month. Brady in Saskatoon texting in today says, Rod, it's Brady. My prediction for the Rider game is that the Riders will win 31-24 to contain first place in the division. And he says, it's my first full episode of viewing of the RP show live since the start of school a month and a half ago. Always entertaining. Maybe that should be our slogan. Do we have a slogan?
Always entertaining.
That used to be Casino Regina's.
I was say,
remember that, Lynch?
That made me think of
it. Always entertaining. Yeah, I think we could come up with something
come
better.
Come on. That's what you and I talked about at length. We've been too content with Rough Riders to be entertained. I had a lady tell me yesterday, oh, it's great. Oh, I'm so happy the way we're doing. It's just so wonderful. It doesn't matter what we do next.
This show?
No. She across the street from me, where I live.
What was she talking about?
The Riders, right?
The Riders. But she said the words that bother me, that people are satisfied. They've been entertained for the now. They don't expect to be in first place or win it all in Saskatchewan. We got to the point where we accepted just making the playoffs and having a good show. Maybe having a home playoff game? Oh, my gosh. How about that? And we got away from that in the Jim Hobson era there for a while. By that four Grey Cups in 7 years.
We raised the expectations.
We raised it because yes. Jim Hobson wanted to. But we're going back. We're slipping back to the Ken Preston era, which he used to tell me, it's okay, John. Let's just make third place. That's fine. And if we make second place in a game, I got to pay for them to come to Regina. That was crazy at the time. Yeah, the team finished first back then in the Ken Preston era. We had to bring the other team in. It was our expense. I mean, come on. But that's what it was like. So I can understand where they weren't too happy about finishing first. But it got to be, so we accepted it. And this lovely lady, my neighbor, who's a lovely gal, was just so happy what we've done up to now.
Let's just be happy having a team.
Yeah, having me 10-4.
Basically.
Look at that paper and we're 10-4.
We've got a few here. We've got some slogan ideas coming in for the RP show. Are you noticing, Darren?
Yes.
Are you looking at this?
Oh, yeah.
From our social media advisor, Ty Dacu. The RP show, where a sprinkle of Jesus meets a sprinkle of manure. That's only when Saskatchewan plays Calgary. That's not on a daily basis. I like what Kelly Bale says. The RP show, expect greatness.
Yeah,
I like that.
We could go
that should be over the door.
Yeah.
When you walk in, expect greatness.
I'm going to put that in my phone.
That is a great.
Yes, it is. But there is one. There is one sign out there on the stone. You want to tell the folks what that
trust.
Is? Trust.
Trust.
The show's built on trust, and that's why it works. We trust everybody to do their jobs, and they do them.
Yeah.
It's one thing I said to my wife the other day. What I love about this show is everybody that's on it. Behind the scenes, in front of the camera, does a great job. Everybody's great at what they do. Nothing slips between the cracks. I love that.
What'd she say?
She just nodded her head. From Sean in Saskatoon, back to the Prairie Mobile text line. He says, I just pulled over getting the show on somewhere between Bigger and Wilkie on my way to Red Deer to celebrate my parents' 28th anniversary this weekend. Congrats to them. Then heading to Calgary to see the Riders take on the Stampeders. Have a great show. Keep up the great work. That from Sean in Saskatoon. Holy smokes, do we have a lot of Saskatoon viewers and listeners.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's growing every day.
273,000 people up there.
I think it's more than that.
Regina's 236.
Is it not over 300,000 in Saskatoon?
No.
We're going to find
thought
out.
Thought it was.
Well, let's see what it is. I say it's 236 Regina, 273 Saskatoon.
More slogans coming in from Nick. We are not the best. We are better than everybody else. Nick says.
Wow.
Todder Dacu says, expect greatness needs to be on a shirt.
Yes, it does.
We've
very
got
good.
So many slogans around here that we need to put on a shirt. We cover a shirt. Thug life on one sleeve. Expect greatness on another.
People wouldn't do that.
From what?
They wouldn't put expect greatness on a shirt and walk around town.
Why not?
Because we're conservative, reserved.
Well, you can be like that. We expect greatness here. From Dave Spatafora, the RP show, the coffee is on. That's not bad, but that sounds more like a greasy spoon. What do you think, Smitty? That sounds like a greasy spoon diner. He hit them all the time.
We are kind of like that.
Our
though.
Director of scouting on the seat over there coming in next hour, Craig Smith. What's this?
We are our very own coffee shop.
So what's the population?
With treats.
Are you looking up Saskatoon?
Oh, I've got that already. 273,000 in Saskatoon.
Oh, you nailed it!
And 228,900, and so 229,000 in Regina. So you're pretty close. Pretty
that doesn't
on.
Include Warman, Martinsville.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't, right?
It no. doesn't include
Pilot Butte, Emerald Park, White City. Yeah.
No.
Isn't Saskatoon over like 350,000?
Yeah, with the other places it is, yeah. And they can have their own team, by the way.
I could sit here and read these slogans all day. Nelson Hakowich continues. Nelson over there. Phoenix, gotta run with the best damn sports show. Well, I'm not sure Nelson's aware there was a show called the best damn sports show.
Period, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Probably not allowed to put that on a shirt.
It's probably trademarked.
Kim Kret wants
DuPont's getting sued.
A golf clap for frenzy. What's that mean?
You know golf clap?
A golf clap. I don't know what the clap's for.
If we had, yeah.
You see me play golf. Rod
I've
has.
Seen it.
Rod has.
It's not worth it. Yeah. And more, me either, by the way.
Nobody was clapping.
The funnest, the happiest person that day, Lynch, with you and me on the golf course, was what?
Your daughter. She was driving the car, and she was laughing at us. She just laughed at us. On one hole, the 13th, she laughed at both of us, and Rod said, let's go.
We quit.
That's it.
And let's I haven't played golf since then, by the way.
I have.
So funny.
But I think she was 12, and she had such a great time driving the cart. Is that legal? We got away with it.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, what's up in hour two? I'm looking at you, DuPont.
Craig Smith.
I'm asking questions I know the answers to. Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, in the bunker for a breakdown of the Week 18 CFL games.
And Benavides.
And Mike Benavides from the CFL on TSN. Plus, looking for more show slogans. We've had some great ones here for the Rod Peterson Show. Expect greatness. Again, that should go over the door on the way in. Maybe not on a T-shirt.
That is really great.
Well, think about it. Ah, Kim writing and says, Lynch nailed Saskatoon's population. We're talking about his university days. You went to the U of S, didn't you, Lynch?
Sure did. What do you call that?
That's your pinky ring from what class?
Commerce.
From Commerce.
College of Commerce, 1963.
There you go. Wow. Hence the golf clap for Lynch nailing Saskatoon's population. Hour two coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show, episode number 93. You're watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.